Thank you so much, Mike Pomp.
Hey, joining us here on the phone, as he does every Wednesday morning, it's Deputy U.S. Marshal Jeff White, and we've got a brand new fugitive of the week that we're looking for, and it's actually, this is a U.S. fugitive.
Yes, it is. It's a U.S. District Court fugitive out of New Hampshire, and not somebody that's probably going to be local. So we're far-reaching today, this week. So we have Josefina Aradia Estrella Pena, common spelling. Uses many variations of that name, Aradia Estrella, Aradia Pena, Josefina Rubiera, Josefina Roldebera. I can't pronounce half of these words, but Aradia Peraza and Aradia Parada. So several variations of her name. She is a Hispanic female born in the Dominican Republic, either 67 or 68 years of age, based off of the dates of birth that she used in the past. Only 5'5", 128 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes, but has ties to New York City. But obviously, she's been to New Hampshire before, has ties to New Hampshire in some way, shape, or form, because she is wanted for, it was a drug case originally for synthetic drug sales, I believe it was fentanyl, and she failed to surrender to the Bureau of Prisons for a sentence. So, based on the fact that she failed to surrender, they consider that an escape. So she's been charged with escape and failure to surrender. So just an interesting case, something a little bit different, and definitely has ties to New Hampshire in some way, but originally from New York City. So hopefully somebody will know of her or has some information. It could be far-reaching. It could be, oh, she's staying with a brother, a sister, a cousin. Mm-hmm. Any piece of information helps, and we're just looking forward to that phone call.
Right, and it's been this, the arrest warrant was like 2017. So we've been out there a bit.
Absolutely, she's been out for 5 years, and definitely, you know, time to change your identity once again. She's, you know, obviously varies her name quite a bit, varies her age a few different ways, and you know, trying to stay out of the limelight, I'm sure, and trying to avoid going to prison. Which, who can blame her? Nobody wants to go to prison, but the judge thought it was best that in this situation to give her the opportunity to, okay, take care of your affairs at home, and we'll give you a date in 30 or 60 days, and you just have to surrender to the Bureau of Prisons and serve your sentence. But unfortunately, she didn't do the right thing. She did not turn herself in when she was supposed to, so that's why we're looking for her.
Right. She is due in court, and you're here to remind her of that. So if somebody does have a tip and maybe has seen her or heard of her and can pass something on to you guys, how do we do that?
You can do that the old-fashioned way. Give a call to the main number, 603-225-1632. Ask to speak to Deputy U.S. Marshal Grillo. Or the newfangled way is click on the link right on the poster. It says web tip. That'll send us an anonymous email. Or you can text the word NHTIP followed by any information to the phone number TIP 411. Again, completely anonymous. We don't need your name or information like that. We don't need to put it in any reports. You don't need to testify in court. This is all about tracking down Ms. Estrella Pena and getting her in prison so she can serve her sentence and hopefully get back out and move on with her life.
That would be the most wonderful thing. All right. So we do have ties to New Hampshire, so this could actually work out for us. We got our fingers crossed. But again, the public's help. Let me thank you in advance for passing any tips along.
That's what we're looking forward to, and hopefully we hear from you soon, and we can give you some good news next week when we have her in custody.
All right. That would be a great week in the biz.
And I'd be very impressed. Because this isn't an easy one. This is definitely, you know, basically I'll consider this a cold case, being 5 years old. And not with extensive ties to New Hampshire, but definitely has some kind of ties up here, or else she wouldn't have been charged up here. So
right.
Definitely going to be a challenging one, but hopefully people can come forward with the information we need.
All right, that's awesome. Deputy U.S. Marshal Jeff White staying on top of it for us as we bring you the Fugitive of the Week. Jeff, we talk to you next week, my friend.
Thank you very much, Patrick. We'll talk to you next week.
You will, here in the Fugitive of the Week on the Pulse of New Hampshire's Morning Information Center.